All right, this week is Parsha Noach. It's a famous Beis Halevi. You may have heard it, but even if you've heard it, it could bear some chazara. So I want to go through this Beis Halevi, and I hope it'll be a foundation for discussion and thought, because he has some unique ideas. So we know in the Parsha it speaks about a corrupt society that gets destroyed. That's what the Parsha speaks about. And it says that all flesh had corrupted its path on the earth. So the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, and again, the Beis Halevi was a Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin, and then after he left Elazhin, he was Rabbi in Slutsk, and then from Slutsk he went to Brisk, and he established a line of Rabbanim in Brisk up until World War II. And he's the namesake for the Rav, the Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. That's the Rav who taught at Yeshiva Ben Yitzchak Elkanan. So the Gemara says in the Second Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Chet, L'meid Shir Biu Behema Al Chaya, B'chaya Al Behema, L'kulam Al Adam, Yadam Al Kulam. So the Gemara says that they mated like domestic animals with undomesticated animals, and vice versa, and with man, bestiality. But the Medrash Rabbah.
Man made it, or the animals themselves?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. So here in the Gemara, it says Shehir Biu, but the people were doing it. So that's from the Gemara, and it sounds up that way. But the Medrash Rabbah brings down Kulam Kilklu Hakelav Halechetzelzev. From the Medrash Rabbah, it sounds like the dog would mate with the wolf on its own, with Tarnagol Latavas, the rooster with the peacock. It says Kiyashkit Kobasar et Darko. So from the Medrash it sounds like it was like a volitional act on their part. But it's hard to understand. We understand man has the Bechira Chavshik. Man makes a choice what he's going to do or not do. It seems very hard to understand why an animal, like animals are programmed, they do things one way. Why would a dog mate with a wolf or something like that? So that's his question. Then he says the Gemara also says on the same daf, Vayimachet Kol Yekum, he says Im Adam Chata Ve'im Ve'im Achata. The Gemara asks, the decree in Shemayim is that all the living creatures are going to be destroyed on the face of the earth. So the Gemara asks, if man sinned, what did animals do? So the implication of that line of the Gemara is the animals were not culpable of anything. That seems like a stira with what we just said. In other words, the animals are totally faultless. So that also is difficult to understand. So I'm not doing every piece that he has here, but he says that, and here's his main idea, that a person is able, let's say a person does aveirot, he's able to habituate himself to aveirot. Let's say a person is living with a shiksa. So he he's eating trefus, you know, he likes his pepperoni pizza, or he likes watching TV on Shabbos. So even though a pisechel, he may know it's wrong, he knows it's wrong, but he's so habituated to it, he can't pull himself away from it. And that's what there's a pasuk that says, lo yidnu ma'aleim lashuv, that their actions don't permit them to do tshuva. So he says that just like man, like through his actions, able to habituate himself, a person through his actions is able to impact on the whole world. And it means not only if he does something with parhesi. Let's say a person does something publicly. Let's say people would see Chas B'Shalom, maybe Mechal Shabbos. They'd say, he's Mechal Shabbos, I could do the same thing. I should do the same thing. Certainly, that's an impact on the world. But he says that even if a person sins b'tzina, they know that they not smell. In other words, if I do an aveira in the privacy of my home and nobody sees me doing the aveira, he says, through indulging in my taivas, I increase that taiva, that urge, until like all the bruim have such a desire. This is what he says. And he says that the borei olam like put it like in the DNA of the earth, that man is able to impact on his whole environment. Mm-hmm. And based on what people do, that's the way everything goes. And not just with living creatures, he says we're able to impact on inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a pasuk that says, Vatavo Vatamur, so you polluted my earth, means through the ma'asim, they're metame, even the earth. Now he says, the Gemara says, there's a Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, says, Asarat Kabim Zunot Yarduli Olam, there were 10 measures of Zunot, which means like, sexual immorality came down to the world, and Tisha Natla Arabia. Arabia took 9. And all the Midot, the Gemara learns. So he says that even though we can't understand this al-fi seichel, in other words, logically, there's no way for me to explain this, but he says everybody can see this. He says, let's say you go to a place that's filled with priests. Let's say, I don't know if this is the best example, let's say you go to the French Riviera or Milan, I don't know, in Martinique or something like that. He says, when you go to that place, you'll feel a taiva, like an urge in that direction, a natia to act in that direction. You just arrive in that place, you'll feel like I don't know, like charged to go in that way. And so it's working, it's not working obviously with chemistry or biology, it's working in a Dabar Ruchni. And it says, in the Ruchni world, man is able to impact on his environment. So he says, that's what, now there's a Gemara Masechet Tanis. The Gemara says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak, Mikafis Meyetz Yanenu. So I think it's Pasuk and Chavakuk. So it says that, like a stone will pull out from the wall, and a sliver of wood will pull out from the beam. So the Gemara teaches us, Avanava Kuropitomi Idam Ala Adam Misharatin, that even the beams of the house and the stones in the house will give testimony against the person, you know, who's not Hakatzvatagur at the time of the din. And he says, because everything you do makes an impact on it. So in other words, he's saying like this, that, you know, in science they have dendrochronology. Like, they pull up like these Roman galleys, and they're able to look at the wood, and they're able to date very specifically when the wood was cut down, because they look at the size of the rings around the tree. So he's saying that whatever person does makes an impact on, his mitzvot or his aveirot, they make an impact on the inanimate objects, like the stones and the wood of his house. And I mean, it's like, just like they had this identification program for Sifrei Torah. Like, you know, you don't want to write in the Sefer Torah, but they had a certain way, but they were afraid they were getting stolen. There was a whole rash of thefts a number of years ago with Sifrei Torah. So they had a way to register it where you would only see it, like, no, under ultraviolet light or something like that. They had to do it with the postkim, because you can't have any writing into it, but you can only see it that way. So he's saying there's a way to look, like, we can't see it with our eyes, and no scientist can see it, but he's saying there's a way to look at the object to see what took place in this place, you know? And so that's what the Gemara is saying, that the stones of the house, the beams of the house, are gonna give testimony against you in the Latid Lavo. So he says, so now going back to the Dora Mabul, so he says, the Dora Mabul, they indulge so much, the people indulge so much in their taiva, engage, let's say, in bestiality and things like that, so it impacted the animals. That's what he wants to say. He says, the pasuk says, "Vayar l'kim and aretz nishchata." He says that the teva ha'aretz was nishchata, that the earth, everything was corrupted. Anyway, he brings rayas from the Zohar. So he says, so the Gemara asks, "Im adam chata behem machata." So what did the behemoths do? Because in other words, they were dragged down. Behemoths were dragged down, but everything ultimately was from man. So the behemoths normally don't do that, but because people have been so corrupted, the animals became so corrupted. Okay, let me do a few more minutes, and then we'll get to Shkia, and that'll be it. All right, so anybody have any questions so far? Good? So the basic idea is, you know, in Western society, there's an idea, you know, what I do in the privacy of my home is nobody's business, you know? And I can tell you that's enshrined in our legal system. But in halacha, it isn't that way. You see, like, people do aveirot, it's impacting the whole environment. That's the way it's going. So it means, if people in a community are more Shomer Shabbos, that's impacted one way, the rule of all Shabbos another way, and that's the way that the Beis Halevi is saying. So he says, with this we can understand what the Gemara says in Masechet Chagiga on Daf Tedvav. Zachat Tzadik notel chelcho b'chelech aveiro b'gan Eden. The Tzadik Yizoche gets his chelek and his friend's chelek in Gan Eden. The Chayiv Rasha notel chelcho b'chelech aveiro b'gehenem. If a Rasha he's guilty, he gets his aveirot and his friend's aveirot. Why is the tzaddik getting the zechuyos? Why is the rasha getting the chovot? So it means the tzaddik, let's say the tzaddik, he does some tzedkus and he causes a rasha to do one good act. So that rasha, he's whatever reward he gets in this world. But the tzaddik is going to get reward for impacting the rasha that way. And similarly, the Rasha, maybe he does a zillion aveirot, he impacts the tzaddik, you know, to do some aveira. So the Rasha gets punished, in Gehenna Lati Lavo. Now, with the last piece he says is the Mishnah B'Sefer Avot. He says Atati L'Tein Din V'Cheshbon. Like the Chazal teach us, but you're going to give a Din V'Cheshbon. What do those words mean, Din V'Cheshbon? I mean, it's a Shalom for Semet. What is Din V'Cheshbon? If anything, it should be Cheshbon V'Din. When you make Cheshbon, then you have the Din. What's the Din V'Cheshbon? Din means judgment, the Cheshbon, the accounting. So he says that the two aspects are Din is for your own Maasin. Cheshbon is how you impact it on everybody else. So it means that you're going to give a Din and a Cheshbon with Shemayim. You have your Din for everything you did, but everything you did, it means not even if people saw what you did, but in some way you've been able to impact, you mean that they see what you did and they're impacting on it, but even not that way you're impacting on it. So I thought the ideas were interesting ideas that one is the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eitzav, and Kuro Beito, Me'idin Ala Adam, that like the stones in the house and the beams of the house give testimony, to either for or against the person, Lati Lavo. It's really a Musar Haskel. But the other idea is the idea that how we're impacting everything we do, even if we do things in our privacy, means like when we do mitzvot, if we study in our homes, if we open up a sefer for an hour, we're impacting on our whole community, our whole environment. And if we're doing Chas v'Shalom and Aveira in the house, then we're also impacting on the environment. Not just, certainly what we do in public is impacting, but even what we do in private. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said? Okay, I think that's it. Rabbi Chananel ben Peshmerga, Baruch Hu, Shem Yisrael, 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 Shem Yisr